Well, unfortunately, I can't discuss the Johannesburg matter, but I can discuss what's happening in the Western Cape. Yeah. Now, in the Western Cape, road rage incidents, they do occur, but it's not widespread. It's not something that we can come across on a daily basis. And then we would only know, as SAPS, we will only know if a road rage incident results in something more serious, like an assault or attempted murder or a murder for that matter.
Yeah.
You've captured it very well in your introduction, that the incident itself, it's not to blame, it's basically the reaction of the driver. The excessive hooting, showing finger signs, etc., which sparks the anger. When you cut in front of somebody or you don't use your indicator or anything for that matter, a simple mistake on the road, the person affected by that mistake would then use excessive hooting, shouting, verbal abuse. And the best that you can do as the one that made the mistake is just to show an apology. Road rage is preventable. The road rage incident itself is not the crime. The shouting and the hooting, that's not the crime. But it's what results after that. And a little bit of patience can prevent a very serious tragedy on our roads. But it's basically, as you said, it's the reaction to what has led to that incident that escalates and becomes a crime.
Yeah. When we talk about road rage more broadly, and I think one of our listeners basically requested a detailed definition, which we can get into a little bit later on. But your instances in which, we do get frustrated on the roads, right? There's arguably a difference between frustration and that resulting in altercations or confrontation or finger signs, etc., etc. And it seems as if, we are so on edge on the roads that even the slightest, reaction or action on the roads by another driver ticks us off in such a way that often, unfortunately, we do see the situation become a bit more serious than the ideal than would be ideal.
100%. If you know yourself, you are an impatient person. With the traffic congestions, we go into winter where the traffic is a little bit more congested. And if you know yourself as an impatient person, leave a few minutes earlier to avoid any frustration on the road. If a car drives slowly in front of you or, don't put on an indicator or cuts in front of you or delays you in any way, if you know that's going to cause an upset or stress situation on yourself, to prevent it by leaving a little bit earlier. Get up earlier and leave 10 minutes before the time to avoid that. As I said, road rage incidents are avoidable by not engaging, not reacting to a hooting or a finger sign, etc. And if you're making a mistake, show some apology. If you are confronted, my hints will be, don't react. Don't make eye contact. Stay in your vehicle. If you feel threatened, drive to a safe place like a petrol station or a police station. And if there needs to be a discussion between the two drivers, do it in a safe environment, not on the side of the road, because that leads to more provocation, and that leads to the assaults and the attempted murders and the more serious offences.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to get into the specifics of the Johannesburg situation. Of course, police are still investigating that, and of course, the law will take its course in that particular process. But just broadly speaking about consequences, you touched on it earlier, how often it results in crimes like assault, murder, attempted murder, etc. And if we think about the consequences from just a simple interaction or a simple journey from home to work, or from work home, or from home to a shop, perhaps, that could have long-lasting consequences and see one potentially put into the risk of being prosecuted for certain crimes, Andre.
Yeah, 100%. As I said, again, it's your reaction to the incident. we all make mistakes on the road. And also, I'm a cyclist myself, and I cycle on a weekend. I cycle, and if I look at the number of motorists who are impatient with cycling or runners on the road, etc., the hooting, the shouting, the ordering out of the road, and that is a simple thing that they're not familiar with the Road Traffic Act. The Road Traffic Act says that a cyclist can ride, not in the middle of the road, on the side of the road. You don't have to be on the shoulder of the road, for instance. When there's runners on the road, they're going to pass each other, and if a runner steps into the road, there's always like, I often see it over weekends where there's a hooting and a shouting and a verbal abuse and a stopping and a confrontation, and it's so unnecessary. If you are familiar with the Road Traffic Act, if you can look at another person in a different light by thinking, this person just had an honest mistake by not putting in an indicator, or by accident cutting in front of me, or whatever, and there's apology to be given, there's no accident, nothing, no one's affected, just accept it that way and move on. People get into their cars and they are stressed, they are late, they want to get to their destination, and the balls up with the traffic, and that is at times when road rage becomes a crime.